Good morning again and happy Lord's Day. Welcome to the Gospel of Grace, and we're very thankful to have you spend your time with us today. During my time on the program, this is Elder David Wise. We've been trying to consider together and meditate together from the Word of God on the topic of providence. And we're trying now to consider some areas of life where God's providence is many times manifested. And today we'd like to look at God's providence in daily food, particularly, but really just his providence in our daily needs. You know, we're told to pray in the model prayer, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And certainly we pray that God will provide for us to have the appropriate food that we need on a daily basis. But I believe that prayer to provide for our daily bread is much broader than just the food that we consume. Lord, give us the spiritual sustenance that we need today, right? Lord, give us everything we stand in need of, whatever grace sufficient we need for today. Lord, give it to us according to your will. And some days, grace sufficient, we need more of it. We need more grace. You know, the Lord says he giveth more grace. Well, some days we need more grace. Sometimes we need more peace. Some days we need more mercy from the Lord because it's a time of intense struggle. It's a time of intense temptation and challenges. And when we need more, God gives us more. Why? Because he provides for the needs of his children. So when we pray for daily bread, yes, God has promised us to provide for our food, but that prayer for our daily bread is so much broader than just the physical food we consume or the physical drink that we drink. That is saying, Lord, give me what I need today. Give me what I need today. And also, just keeping that in mind, sometimes the Lord ensures that we don't get too much and we don't get too little. You know, when we pray, Lord, give me this day my daily bread, what we're saying is, Lord, give me what I need, and you know what I need better than what I know what I need. And there's a prayer, a request in Proverbs chapter 30 that I think aligns with this. Two things have I required of thee, deny me not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. So when we say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, what we're also saying is, Lord, you know what I need, and you also know if I'm too immature, if I'm too prideful, if I'm not in the right state in my life, where if you give me too much, I might waste it. I might be prideful. I might think that I earned it instead of you giving it to me. Lord, if I don't want to be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? So Lord, give me just what I need. And also, Lord, you know if I can handle more prosperity. You know if I can handle a little bit more riches. Now, if it's according to your will, I'd prefer for you to not give me poverty. He says, give me neither poverty nor riches. You know, I hope that you just give me what I need. Provide for what I need. And if there's something that will be too tempting for me to think that I accomplished this by my own means or something like that, the prayer we should pray is, Lord, don't give me too much. Don't give me too much. Give me what I need. Give me my daily bread. Feed me with food convenient for me. And that food convenient for me can be different in different seasons of life. You know, I hope I'm mature enough to be able to handle things better now than when I was at age 18. I mean, what I can handle by way of prosperity now, hopefully I could use it in a way that's better than the foolishness that I would have wasted it on if I was given too much prosperity when I was a teenager, 16 to 18. So, Lord, you know, and you know all that, Lord. You know my struggles. You know my temptations. You know where my blind spots are. And Lord, don't give me too much. Don't give me too much where I become prideful and forget you. Lord, keep me humble. Keep me humble. Feed me with food convenient for me. And we have so many examples in Scripture of how the Lord providentially provides for the physical food of his people. And again, that the lesson is so much broader than just physical food. But the Lord is gracious to give us these very clear examples of God providing for our daily food. And I just want to publicly thank the Lord for his blessings in my life, but also his blessings in America. Many people in this world literally do struggle to not know how they're going to pay for the meals of their family. And I know that some people in America have to do that. And if that's the case, we hope you'll contact us. I mean, I hope that if there's people like that in our community, I know that we have the ability to help you in providing for the needs of your family. But I also want to publicly thank the Lord that, at least in my life, and I know many people in America are the same way, that I'm not in danger of not being able to eat today. Now, I may have to eat something that's a little bit more budget-friendly than me going out to eat at a nice restaurant, but just because I have to eat something that's budget-friendly is not anywhere near the severity of the situation that we see in the scriptures and the severity of the situation we see really throughout most of human history and certainly throughout most of church history. So I want to publicly thank the Lord for his prosperity in America. And unfortunately, we've taken that prosperity and instead of using it in a profitable way, as God's people always do, we've really wasted it. I think we have become full and in many ways denied the Lord and say, who is the Lord? Because we think that we've earned much of our prosperity ourselves instead of remembering where those blessings come from. So I am thankful and I pray that you can thank the Lord as well for his abundant provision for his people in America, and certainly pray for people that don't have that in other places of the world and possibly even people in America or even in your communities. And let's do our best to help them as we have ability. So in 1 Kings 17, Elijah condemns Ahab and they end up having a drought according to his command. So what is the Lord going to do to provide for Elijah in the midst of this drought, right? And obviously the drought would ultimately create a famine too. So how does the Lord provide for Elijah? And again, God's providence is just amazing to watch unfold. Amen. God works in ways that we just don't expect. He provides in ways that we didn't see coming. So if you asked Elijah, how are you going to be provided for 3 years, for 3.5 years, I don't think he would have said, you know what? It's probably going to be ravens and a poverty-stricken Gentile widow on her last meal. I don't think that's what Elijah would have expected. I don't think that would have been at the top of his list if you asked him. But that was how the Lord provided for his people. So let's keep that in mind as we think about and meditate on the way that God's providence many times manifests itself in our life. It will come in ways and through avenues and even through people that you do not expect, right? Amen. God's providence will many times come in ways that we do not expect. Why? Because God is dynamic. As C.S. Lewis said, God is not a tame lion. Speaking of Aslan there, Aslan is not a tame lion. God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, is not a tame lion. He works in ways that we do not understand, and he works in ways that we do not expect. So where does Elijah go? He goes down by the brook, and what does God do? He sends ravens to bring him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and God provides through, and you know, he didn't even send a dove. He sent a dirty, nasty, unclean animal. A raven was an unclean animal, according to a Jew. And God provided for his prophet from famine and from drought through an unclean vessel, through an unclean bird, through an unclean animal. And I probably wouldn't have been all that fired up about eating something other than the fact of I didn't have anything else to eat. You know, in a natural sense, I probably wouldn't be all that fired up about eating meat that a raven dropped off. You know, a raven is a very nasty, nasty bird. And the Lord provided for him, and I doubt Elijah was all that fired up to eat the meat, but the Lord provided for him in a way that probably wasn't very appealing to, not just unexpected, right? It wasn't just unexpected. It was probably very unappealing to Elijah's flesh. But how did the Lord provide for him? Through ravens. Then ultimately, the brook dried up and the Lord quit sending the ravens. So where does he go then? Okay, well, this has been an odd experience. I lived out by this river and the brook has dried up and the ravens fed me. Now what am I going to do? And if Elijah was making his own little pro and con list, I'd really doubt at the very top of the pro list of where I need to go was to go to Zarephath and to find a widow that was on her very last meal, and that's where I'm going to be sustained for the remainder of the famine. I tell you, God works in mysterious ways. Amen? God works in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. He would not have expected that. Elijah would have never thought that that would be the door, that that would be the door that the Lord would open. So where does He send him? He sends him from ravens down by the brook to a Gentile widow on her last meal. And this widow's about to eat her last meal with her and her son, and she has enough faith to give it to this prophet. And 1 Kings 17, verse 15 to 16, she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which He spake by Elijah. God provided not just for the prophet, He also provided for the widow and her son, which again is a beautiful, beautiful example of her faith to offer her last meal to this Jewish prophet that just showed up on her door. And look how the Lord rewarded that faith for her to do that. You know, yes, He provided for Elijah, but when that widow got up there the morning of that day, she thought that that was going to be their last meal and they were about to die. The Lord provided for her and her son in a way she didn't expect, right? Because she was willing to offer that up by faith. It's an amazing example of God's provision for daily food. Obviously, we think about the Israelites in the wilderness, right? Okay, so now you got this great millions of people that are out in the wilderness that left in the middle of the night. They just ran over the Red Sea to run away from the Egyptians, not be killed. Okay, now what are you going to eat? And millions of people, they're in the middle of the wilderness. They can't plant crops and wait 4 months for the crops to show up. I mean, how are they going to be able to eat on a daily basis? You want to know what God did? He gave them manna from heaven. He gave them manna from heaven. And going back to the daily bread and feeding us with food convenient for me, if they tried to load up for the whole week, everything would spoil the first 6 days of the week. Now, the sixth day, they were commanded to take double, so they didn't go out and collect manna on the seventh day. But the first 5 days of the week, if you tried to load up and get a whole bunch of extra, it would just be ruined with worms in it the next morning. So what did God do for His people for 40 years in the wilderness? What did He do? He gave them their daily bread. He gave them exactly what they needed. And boy, this is just like God's people, isn't it? The Lord gives them exactly what they need. They give them perfect, no doubt, nutritional balance that came from this manna. And what do God's people do? They get tired of it. They start complaining. They say, we want flesh. The Lord finally gives them some quail. And then He sends it and He dumps it on top of them. And then a lot of people get sick while they're doing that. And He condemns quite a few people as a judgment because of them not being content. And that's what we do, isn't it? Lord, help us. The Lord gives us our daily bread. He gives us our manna that we stand in need of. And what do? We complain about it. We want more. We say, our soul loatheth this light bread. Lord, You're giving us angels' food. Lord, You're giving us this perfect nutritional balance, and we think we deserve better. We are tired of just this manna. Instead, we want flesh. We want quail. And that is such our nature. That is such our nature, is for God to give us exactly what we need. And either we get tired of it, or we take it for granted, or we want more. God help us. God forgive us. And when He provides our needs, when He provides our manna from heaven, may we thank Him for it and never take it for granted and never desire more than what God has graciously given us. What a beautiful example of God providing for the needs of His children with that manna. And yes, He'll provide for our physical needs, but boy, that's a prayer we need to pray every morning, isn't it? Lord, give me the manna I need today. That's really what we're saying when we say, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give us our manna. Well, whatever I need for today, Lord, if I need extra wisdom in the midst of this difficult situation or this difficult meeting of this difficult conflict. I'm going, Lord, give me special wisdom when I need it today. And if I need to be quiet, Lord, give me the wisdom to know I need to shut up and be quiet in the midst of this meeting. Lord, if I need physical strength because I'm in a time period where I'm having to stay with a family member in the hospital or I'm having to travel because of circumstances, Lord, if I need extra physical strength where I would normally be wore to a bone and wore thin, Lord, give me extra physical strength. Lord, give me extra attention and strength if I'm in the midst of spiritual warfare. Lord, give me what I need today. Boy, that's got to be our prayer every day. Lord, give me the manna that I need today. And God forbid we ever look at that manna that God provides for us. He gives us exactly what we need every day. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is God's faithfulness. God forbid that we ever look at him giving us exactly what we need every single day and say, my soul loatheth this light bread. I think I deserve better than this. No, we do. God forbid. No, we do not deserve any better than that. We deserve far, far, far worse. God is so gracious. God's so loving. He's so gracious to give us our daily bread, to give us our daily manna. Think about Jesus providing for the physical hunger of those faithful people that came out and heard his sermons when he fed the 5,000. 5,000 men, it's easily, most likely, 15,000 people when you think about men, women, and children. And the New Testament pattern is family integrated worship. So I'm pretty confident families went out there to hear him. Probably 15,000 people out there. And what did God do? Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he fed 15,000 people with it. Well, you know what? They had some spiritual learning they needed to have that day. But another thing they needed was lunch. They physically needed to eat. And what did God do? Because they were faithful to come out and seek him and to hear his teaching, he provided for their physical needs. And that sets the example of Matthew chapter 6. If we put the kingdom of God first, Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And if you look at the context leading up to that, all these things is food, drink, and raiment. And is that not a great example when we think about the 5,000 and the 4,000 men that were fed? What did they do? They put the kingdom first, didn't they? You know, they took off. I'm sure they had stuff to do. I'm sure there were carpenters. I'm sure there were builders. I'm sure there were people that had day jobs that had things to do that day. But what did they do instead? They went out in the wilderness to hear Jesus. They put down their daily obligations and they went out there to hear the words of the Son of God. And what did God do? What did Jesus do? He provided for their daily bread. And I can also tell you, I guarantee you, that's the best bread and fishes they ever ate in their entire life. And they didn't just get the bare minimum. They didn't get ramen noodles. They got the very best fish and bread that they had ever had. Why? Because it was broken and blessed by the Son of God. But look at those people. They put the kingdom first. They made a sacrifice. They took off work that day. Whatever they had to do, whatever their obligations were, they put aside those obligations. They went out in the wilderness to hear the message of the Son of God. And what did God do? He provided for their physical needs. And that's what God promises in Matthew chapter 6. If you put the kingdom first, I'm going to take care of you, child of God. Now, you may only truly get food that is convenient for you. You may only get the daily bread. You may not get a whole week's worth of bread. You may not get a tremendous surplus, but I will give you your daily bread. I will give you what you stand in need of. And by way of summary, God tells us, God promises in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need. How much of your need? All your need, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus our Lord. God has promised grace sufficient. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. God's promised grace sufficient for any circumstance, for any trial in our life. God will give us our daily bread. He's promised to give us physical provision of our daily food. But whatever you need today, child of God, whatever you need today, not only will he provide for that need, but I can guarantee you He's been planning for it in advance. Your needs today are not going to take him by surprise. Your needs today, he's not going to have to try to come up with a plan to provide for those needs. They have been known and they have been planned for in the mind and the purpose of God forever, really. And the actions to provide for that need, no doubt, have been in place and have been working behind the scenes, unknown and unseen to you. God has known about your need and he will provide for your need. And he has been planning to provide for that need years in advance, because that's how great and how good our God is. Amen. And it's our privilege to thank him today for providing for our needs, to thank him today for giving us our daily manna, for giving us our daily bread, and also to say, Lord, please continue to be gracious unto us. Amen. Lord, continue to give us what we don't deserve. Continue to give us our daily bread according to your providence and according to your will. May God bless you on this Lord's Day.